Welcome to Coffee, Cocktails, and Conversation with Felicia. As a friendly reminder, each podcast episode is accompanied by an article on my blog written by yours truly. Any videos, images, supporting documents, and other references mentioned in this episode can be found in the article. You can find the article link in the episode's description. I encourage you to read it. And while you are there, subscribe to my YouTube channel, as well as my email and text message alerts, so you don't miss anything. You can find the newsletter subscription sign-up form at the bottom of the article page.
Okay, so yes, this podcast was prompted by the interview earlier this month with Shannon Sharp and comedian Cat Williams. My amazing husband turned me on to this interview. He knows that I am a Cat Williams fan, and I have been for years, but I have to admit, I was not expecting him to give an interview like this. And I wasn't going to speak on it, but I kind of have to. So let's get into it. All right. So in this highly anticipated and exclusive interview, renowned comedian Cat Williams sat down with sports broadcaster Shannon Sharp, as you all know. He came to discuss his life, career, personal struggles. The candid conversation between these two influential figures provided an unfiltered look into Williams' journey, shedding light on the challenges he has faced and the lessons he has learned along the way. This interview, nearly a three-hour-long interview on Club Shay Shay, has dominated internet headlines since it dropped. It has already racked up over 52 million views. I had to check that just because I wasn't sure it was quite that high, considering it was just done like 2 weeks ago. Their discussion delved deep into the highs and the lows of Cat Williams' life, touching on everything from his rise to success in the comedy world to the personal demons he has battled. And while most of the conversation online surrounds the controversial things that Cat Williams had to say about his fellow comedians, there were a lot of other gems from the discussion that are worth highlighting. And I don't think that they have been talked about enough online or even, you know, in other podcasts or radio shows. Particularly two things: Cat Williams' self-care and his thoughts on mental health, and the concept of an unnatural allegiance to losers. And we're going to definitely touch on that. So, yes, I know. He came on the show because he needed to set the record straight with whatever happened with Ricky Smiley, you know, and Ricky saying what he said, and Cat didn't appreciate it. So, of course, he had to come back and, you know, in his terms, set the record straight. He said a lot in this interview, and I wasn't even going to talk about this because so many people have talked about it, but I think that there were some missed things here in this interview that haven't had enough light shined on them, and they're pretty serious. So in this interview with Shannon Sharp, Cat Williams, his decision to break his silence and share his story, it was a pivotal moment in his career. The discussion, it provided a platform for Williams to not only address his personal struggles, but also to shine some light on the importance of mental health. He talked about his childhood, where he came from, how he was raised and been on his own since he was like 13 years old. He talked about his past struggles. He talked about addiction. He shared battles that impacted his career and his personal relationships, highlighting the importance of seeking help and finding inner strength. And Williams opened up. He was honest. And I think it served as a powerful reminder that even those in the spotlight face their own demons, and their vulnerability is often the first steps towards healing. I think that, like a lot of people, when my husband told me about this interview, I was like, oh, this should be hilariously funny. You know, it's Cat, you know, Cat Williams, he's a comedian. He tells jokes. But if you know Cat Williams and you know his history and you've listened to him and you've followed him all these years, even in his jokes, he's dropping dimes. Like, he tells a lot that people don't like to talk about. And he's just kind of out there with it, you know. He cracks jokes about it because he wants us to laugh. But on the core of that, he's serious. You know, even if you listen to Cat Williams talk outside of being on stage, being the comedian that we know, he's not that guy that's always trying to be funny. You know, when he's just talking, he's just spitting knowledge. And you can agree or disagree with the things that he said about his fellow comedians, you know, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, you know, Faison, all of them, you know, he talked about them in this interview. But I think it was more to shine light on our ideals of certain people versus just to be straight up messy. I've seen online a lot of people saying Cat Williams was being petty and he doesn't know how to let things go, et cetera, et cetera. But if you step back and you put yourself in this man's shoes, you know, and I'm not condoning and I'm not saying everything he said was true because I don't know that for a fact. But if you put yourself in this man's shoes and his career, and let's just say these things happened to you, but no one was listening or no one believed you or everyone had their ideas formed about you, but you know these things happened and you finally had enough. You're like, you know what? I'm tired of this mess. I'm tired of this person getting their flowers and this person getting their flowers and everybody's coming at me a certain way. And then they had the nerve to go on, you know, national platforms and lie on me. No, 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 no. You know, like he said in the interview, it's 2024 and quote unquote, everybody's catching hell in 2024. Cat Williams said this was the year of revelations. He was letting it all out. So I expect that he's not done. So outside of the talks about his past and his mental issues, or not issues, but mental struggles, let me put it that way, dealing with the childhood that he had and raising himself essentially by himself, getting to the point where he is now. Cat Williams said something in this interview that I want to talk about particularly, and that's the Hollywood cabal. So Williams, he went double barrel on various rivals in the entertainment industry, as we already know, specifically, and even what he called the Hollywood cabal or consortium among the decision makers in general. During the interview, Shannon Sharp spoke about how good he thought comedian Faison Love was in Big Worm in the movie Classic Friday, which we all know. Cat responded to Shannon with a simple but smooth statement, and he said, quote, "You have an unnatural allegiance to losers," end quote. And I don't feel that Cat Williams meant any disrespect to Shannon when he said this. I think he just wanted to gently let him know that he needed to do better when choosing who he's loyal to. He meaning Shannon Sharp, of course, Shay. So when he said this, the concept of our allegiance to losers, per se, it hit home with me. You know, time after time, news has been revealed about a specific group of elite who follow a different set of rules than the rest of us. They do things that many of us ignore. They say things that we overlook. They have questionable interests in things that most of us would consider evil. But yet they almost always miraculously get away with these wrongdoings, or they're ignored, they're forgiven. Instead of public shame or even jail time, they cut deals. And a powerful team comes in and erases the evidence. The pictures online are gone. The videos are gone. The clips, the media, everything just disappears. So this alleged Illuminati society, secret society, it's been a popular conspiracy theory for years. The group was thought to have ended in the 18th century, according to the Washington Post, but conspiracy theorists still believe that the Illuminati could be behind everything in the world as we know it, including the careers of some of our biggest celebrities. And if you know me, if you've had conversations with me for literally the past several decades, you know that I've researched this. And Cat Williams is not wrong. And let's not forget, before Cat Williams' recent interview, there have been a number of celebrities who have tried to expose the so-called Illuminati and secret Hollywood cabals. Cat Williams is not the first. It's just, you don't hear the celebrities of his level actually just straight up say it. A lot of them like to hint about it. And that could be for a number of reasons. It could be because of fear of what will happen to them. It could be because they fear how society is going to look at them. Are they going to now have this stigma of being crazy or being a conspiracy theorist or, you know, drinking, you know, bleach in the bathroom, rumors, whatever it is. Because if you look back on the celebrities that have said some things, even if it's in like a hush hush, I don't really want to put it out there type of manner, they're pretty big stars, okay? The Illuminati's influence, or so-called influence, is called the New World Order. And the mysterious figures in charge of it orchestrate and manipulate our world how they see fit. And they use these public figures and Hollywood's elite as their puppets. If you remember in this interview that Cat Williams did, he called out this very situation. In his words, he separated the two. One being on God's side, as he says. And if you're not on that side, you are on the other side. Other meaning this Hollywood cabal, this Illuminati situation. And even if you are not at the top of that hierarchy, you are one of the puppets. And if you listen to the words that Cat Williams used when he was speaking on this subject, and the words that other celebrities have used when speaking on this subject, these celebrities that we as a society idolize, they are all puppets in this cabal. The ones that will not give in to this cabal, which will not submit to these things, they don't get the type of fame and notoriety as the puppets do. And I believe that message was lost in Cat Williams' interview, because everyone wants to talk about, you know, the shade that someone threw at him or that he threw back. That is not even the gist of what I got from that interview. From that interview, I heard that Cat Williams' entire career, he's been battling the Illuminati and just trying to get ahead without them, and that he is not afraid of them, and that he has designed his career walking with who he worships. And because of that relationship he has with his creator, he fears nothing because he's already received everything that he's ever asked his creator to give him. And that message was lost. And if you think about Cat Williams' career and all of his fans, everything that you know of him and how he blew up and then suddenly just kind of faded into the background to some degree, you have to ask yourself why. You know, it's not because he's a drug addict. There are many, many celebrities who are actual drug addicts who, you know, will fall out in the street and TMZ has it recorded or whatever, and they still are ridiculously famous. They still get all the roles, they still get the albums, they still get the tours, they still get everything. And then there's these handful of celebrities that no matter how much their fan base is on the back end, they don't get that type of play in public. Because there are these gatekeepers that block them from getting past a certain point because they do not want to conform and become a puppet. So let's talk about the celebrities who have tried to put this out there. And I'm only going to give you just a handful because the list is ridiculously long. But some names that you will know. Ice Cube, Dave Chappelle, Kelly Clarkson, Even Kanye West, regardless of what you think about him, Jeffree Star, makeup mogul, Randy Quaid, Oscar nominated, Jim Carrey, another comedian. These people who we know are super ridiculously famous. They have fans. They've got a group of people that love and follow them and have followed them since the beginning of their careers. However, their careers have not blossomed publicly as much as their counterparts who have given in to this Hollywood cabal society. Okay, so then you have the other list. And these, again, are just a handful of some of the accused cabal members. And cabal, you can call it the Illuminati, you can call it whatever you want to call it. That list includes, and before I read these names, I am not confirming that any of these people are part of this society. I am not denying that these people are part of the society. I don't want anybody coming at me talking about Felicia said this. No, Felicia is just telling you what is available publicly. These are some of the very, very famous people who have been accused of being part of this society in one way or another, whether it is child trafficking, whether it is drug-related, drug lords, whether it is, I won't even go through the list. Look it up, fact check me, and if I'm wrong, let me know. Let's start with Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Eminem, Rihanna, Tom Hanks, former President Barack Obama. Yes, I said it. Former President Bill Clinton. Said it again. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Katy Perry, and even Queen Elizabeth II. These are some of the most influential people in our time. And this is just a teeny fraction of this enormous list. And this list is not new. This list has been growing for centuries. Centuries, people. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Look it up. Don't get into the habit, or I should say, get out of the habit of searching for celebrities with the positive speak on them, because they pay for that. Okay? They pay for that positive publicity. Otherwise, they would not have a publicist. Think about that. They have a team that makes sure that only positive things are said about them in the media. And anything that is negative is going to be buried so deep that you would probably have to spend an entire week's worth of time, maybe more, trying to comb up something. And then you're going to question whether it's from a reliable source. And that is by design. That is not by coincidence. Not by coincidence. Okay? So, those are some of the influential people that we follow. The act of unnatural allegiance is very, very real. Most of society has adored and even praised many of the people I just named on this list, despite the countless claims and stories that have been revealed about each of them. And remember, being a beloved celebrity and a powerhouse of influence, it is a business. It is a money-making, multi-billion-dollar industry. And when you are in that business, you are going to pay your dues one way or the other. And I believe that is what Cat Williams was seriously trying to let us know, even though that message was lost. The interview between Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp, it will undoubtedly leave a lasting impact on both the entertainment industry and society as a whole. Williams' willingness to open up about his personal journey again serves as a reminder that even those who bring laughter to others can face their own battles. And they talk about those battles in their jokes. Don't forget that. And as we reflect on the revealing interview that he just gave, we have to be reminded of the power of authenticity and the strength that comes from having the courage to confront our own vulnerabilities and weaknesses. We have to look at ourselves as individuals and acknowledge how our individual actions, our individual thoughts, our individual purchase power, the stuff you go buy, the albums you go buy, the clothes you go buy, anything you buy, and even our individual admiration of these so-called celebrities, all of that can and will impact our society as a whole, generation after generation, as it has been for generations. So let me know your thoughts. I'm going to put the link to Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp, and Cat Williams' interview in the description. So definitely go watch that video if you haven't. Again, it's like 2.5, maybe 3 weeks old, but no one stopped talking about it yet. And I just want to say, you know, you're going to see some comments that you don't need to just sign on to. Like, actually go and research this stuff. You know, a lot of what happens with us is that people choose to be ignorant. People choose to be uneducated. Folks are lazy in general. No one wants to go read. No one wants to go research. No one wants to go fact check. We just want to repost and get likes. And again, that is by design. It is not by coincidence. So don't be a part of it. If you choose to be a part of it ignorantly, then you're just ignorant. And if you're mad at me for saying it, that's cool, because I'm not wrong. If you repost and like things and you have not checked it, you have not fact checked it, you haven't even watched the whole video, that's ignorant. Because just imagine if it was you. Just imagine if you were that person that was being reposted and talked about, and nobody was really even paying attention to what they were talking about. Y'all know what I'm saying here. You've seen the comments where people just get on there and say whatever, and they aren't even paying attention to what's going on, because it gets them likes and posts and hearts and whatever. And we are so horny for this attention of these people online who are invisible and don't know us from the next person walking down the street. We want them to like us so bad. We will say and do anything online because we feel like nobody's paying. No one knows who we really are. We can say, we can have a profile pickup and nobody cares, but somebody cares. The person that you are talking about cares. The person you're reposting negative stuff about, they care. So anyway, those are my thoughts on this subject. Hopefully, you know, I've reached someone out there who's going to change their ways. But I do want to know your thoughts on this particular subject. I don't want to hear about Cat Williams, you know, saying what he said about the other comedians, et cetera, et cetera. That, y'all can go do that on somebody else's podcast, post, whatever, social. But for me, I want to hear your thoughts on his comments regarding the Hollywood cabal, the Illuminati in general. Tell me what you think. Put it in the comments. You know, send me a message. You have my contact information. It's literally everywhere. Just visit me, FeliciaRae.com, and let me know what you think. All right?
I want to thank you again for joining me on Coffee, Cocktails, and Conversations with Felicia. I hope you have a wonderful week on purpose. And let's chat again soon.